Hi, this is Jim Clothesline.
And this is Paul Mack.
You're listening to 761-3330.
Or 906-3000.
And we're your hosts for the Movie Line's Oscar recap of the 57th Annual Academy Awards.
Business, I've always had a feeling, ever since coming into it, that you can only be as good as the other fellow things you are. And it seems that quite a number of people have thought a good job has been done. And that makes me very happy. And just one added thought, I might say, was pretty good part. Thank you.
Here we are.
Hi there.
This is Paul Mack.
This is Jim Clothesline.
And I think we went through this already.
Oh, that's all.
And
all
you've
right,
got to look forward
that.
For the.
Fine, it's gone.
Yeah.
Next page.
How are you, Jim?
I'm doing pretty good.
We're
going
to speak about the 57th Annual Academy Awards.
If I can find them, yeah. Oh,
why
here
you
they
tell
are.
Us what we've got on this show,
oh,
Jimmy.
We're featuring speeches from Prince,
that's
Best
right.
Actor, Best Actress, Best Director, and Best Picture.
That's
Best
right.
Picture?
This picture.
I've never seen Film Pod before.
Yeah. Anyway, we're just going to be a tricky show.
That's it.
Wait a minute here.
Oh, okay.
Jim, I want to thank you for stopping by to host this year's Oscar recap.
Does that mean I can leave now?
No. Stick around because
oh, okay.
We've got comments, we've got speeches, we've got things.
No.
And stuff.
Woo!
Yeah!
Yeah!
We're out of here like a bad smell, Roman. Don't forget that you can call the Movie Line's West Valley Line if you're local at 906-3000.
And 761-3330.
Which you're already on,
yes,
so let's kill that one.
All right.
We're out of here. Hey, Jim.
More paper.
We gotta go backstage and put on makeup for the next act, shall we?
Powder!
Yeah,
powder!
We're out of here with the 57th Annual Academy Awards!
Stay tuned!
Here we go!
Woohoo!
If I get a role like this one, like Edna and a couple of others that I've had, where I don't have the responsibility, where I feel like I have to look glamorous, I mean, it's because I don't really feel very glamorous. It's a terrible pressure to put on me to think, whoa, look at my face this morning, it's all, it's puffy and weird. And when you have a role like Edna, where I wake up in the morning and my face looks puffy and awful, I go, good, wonderful, I look terrible.
All right, Jim. All right. That does it.
Did you glitch that?
So we don't have professional equipment at the Movie Line. That's why we didn't win for Best Comment Line. Wait a minute. I wasn't even nominated.
It's okay.
All right, Jim. Why don't you do your thing so we can get on with it, please?
All right.
Laughing
and now,
in my line.
Let me see here. Oh, here it is.
Don't do that to
and
my
now,
notepad.
Sorry. And now here's this year's winner for Best Actress from the motion picture Places in the Heart, Miss Sally Field.
What you did for me. You changed my life, truly. This means so much more to me this time. I don't know why. I think the first time I hardly felt it because it was all so new. I owe a lot to the cast, to my players, to Lindsay and John and Danny and Ed and Amy, my little friends, Ginny and Yankton. I owe a lot to my family for holding me together and loving me and having patience with this obsession of me. But I want to say thank you to you. I haven't had an orthodox career, and I've wanted more than anything to have your respect. The first time I didn't feel it, But this time I feel it, and I can't deny the fact that you like me right now. You like me.
Right here.
Yes, an award well deserved.
What'd you think, Jimmy?
I think she really did a fine job in Places in the Heart.
Did you like Sally Fields?
Oh, I love Sally Fields.
Did you see Places in the Heart?
I saw all of it.
Well, what'd you feel?
Places in the Heart.
Did you?
No, it was really a good show. Like she
said,
you know.
Well, you project these things. So, I mean, you see a film. Did you project that one?
Yeah.
Okay, so you see a film a lot. After you see a film so many times, do you feel like it's almost saturation, or I mean that you get the liking of film that you didn't originally like?
Sometimes.
Or did you initially like it the first time you saw it?
This one I liked the first time I saw it. I mean, sometimes I don't get a chance to see all the films all the way through at once.
Right.
And this one had particularly caught my eye, and I had liked the certain parts that I did see.
Right.
So I decided to sit down and watch the whole thing through, and I was glad I did.
Did you understand the ending, though? I still can't figure that out. Remember the ending?
Yeah.
Did you understand that?
Yeah.
Well, what did it mean?
This was set in the time where segregation was still a big issue.
Right.
And the fact that everyone was able to sit down as a whole,
right,
and put all that aside.
But they were, some of those people sitting down were dead. Do you remember that?
Dead?
Oh, God.
Hello,
apparently,
Paul,
Jim
are you here?
Understand the end.
Paul.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm here.
No,
look.
Jim, I'm talking about
it's
some...
It's real. I'm here.
Anyway, Jim, well, you go see the movies for yourself.
Yes,
and,
go
and
see
Jim
the movies.
Jim apparently didn't understand the ending. He probably didn't even see the film I'm talking about.
Didn't
but anyway,
have a
it's
ghost
my
of
privilege
a chance.
To introduce Best Actor F. Murray Abraham for his role in Amadeus right here.
It would be a lie if I told you I didn't know what to say, because I've been working on this speech for about 25 years. But you were not going to hear any of those speeches, because none of the speeches were less than 45 seconds. You know, it's easy to gamble everything when you've got nothing to lose, and Milos Forman had a great deal to lose when he gave these brilliant roles to Tom Hulce and me, and his courage became my inspiration. There's only one thing that's missing for me tonight, and that is to have Tom Hulce standing by my side. Half of this statue belongs to my beloved wife, Kate. Thank you.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Very good and very well-deserved award.
Very well-deserved award on his behalf. However, I'd like to ask your personal opinion.
Uh-oh.
We had F. Murray Abraham, who won for Amadeus, and we also had Tom Hulce,
uh-huh,
also nominated for Best Actor in Amadeus. Now, who was your personal favorite? I mean, you saw the film, right?
Yeah.
I suppose you projected it, right?
Oh, yes, yeah. I still am to this day.
Okay, and you're still screening that film?
Yes.
Oh, what are the show times? Never mind, no. What did you think? What did you think?
That's really hard, because both of them did an outstanding, I mean, just excellent roles.
Yeah.
And the acting jobs
However,
they did...
They were both good, but I think that they gave it to Abrams because he was a little more, he was really connected, and Hulse is still a young, well, maybe you might want to call him an upstart, and he had done a picture, Animal House, which was they don't go on past credits, not that I'm saying that that's bad.
Right.
But they're not judging that, but I mean, I'm saying that perhaps because he was young and he had a ways to go yet, and Murray had been working so long, do you think that they might have used that? Do you think there's a little political thing in there that they could have used that for him?
Political sympathy always plays everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Maybe it was in the case of this now, but like I say, you know, it's really hard to sit here and say that one deserved it more than the other because they both did such an outstanding job.
That's right. And the film itself was marvelous.
It was a very excellent show. And if anybody hasn't gone to see it yet, I would suggest you go see it. Because
that's right. And the director of Amadeus.
Milos
Forman.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim?
You want me to?
I would.
Right here.
Yeah.
In front of everybody?
Okay. Oh, please.
My God. Here we go. Best director for Amadeus, Milos Forman.
I must express my admiration for my colleagues who are nominated tonight. The result of their work is making this moment for me so much more thrilling. I want to thank Peter Schaeffer for writing the play and the screenplay, Robbie Lenz for introducing me to the play, and Sol Zenz for producing the film. I want to thank the whole company of actors and the whole company behind the camera, namely Twyla Tharp, Neville Mariner, Miroslav Ondřiček, and Wolfgang Mozart. I have to greet my colleagues and students at the Columbia University Film Department. And finally, I'm very proud because this is an American movie on which a lot of Czechoslovakian artists and technicians collaborated. To get this kind of recognition from the members of Academy for this kind of collaboration, I think it's very encouraging for more than artistic or box office reasons. Thank you very much.
You know, all right, that's it. That's it. That's it. What is this? Did you do this to me? Did you bring this over here? Did you? Sucks.
No kidding.
And I want to tell you, I got close to winning Best Production, too.
I can see why you didn't win.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got some comments from,
from everybody and
people that saw Amadeus and, well, shuckins. Here they are.
Real quick on the Oscars, Pooey on the Oscars, I didn't think Amadeus was actually that good. I guess people are saying that's just my opinion, but other than F. Murray Abraham, I figured that was really the only deserved Oscar. He did an excellent job in that movie. But as far as Best Picture, no way. Killing Fields would have, or even A Soldier Story. I saw four of the five. I did not have a chance to see Pasadena, but I did enjoy The Killing Fields. Gosh, I can't remember how to pronounce the gentleman's name who won for Best Supporting Actor. I think it's Guirhay. I don't remember. Excellent, excellent job. He deserved his Oscar. And all the other movies, it's quite interesting. Something I wanted to comment on was the flap with Phil Collins being unable to sing his song in the Oscar Awards. I thought that was rather unfortunate, and I didn't even understand why that came about. Maybe you can elaborate on that. But anyway, I understand they didn't even know who he was or how to spell his name at the Academy. Oh, well. Anyway, by the time this airs, the Artie Awards will be over with. But I predict a Paul Mack sweep because you do have one of the best lines and the best production. Anyway, Paul, this is Mike West Hollywood calling in and saying thank you for putting up the line. And we will see you next time with a review of the movie Vision Quest.
No one understood how he could work, and for the short amount of time he lived, his quantity of work was unbelievable. And he went out every night and drank and carried on, and then got up the next morning and did something incredible musically.
I thought the Oscars this year were probably the best Oscars I've seen on television in about 5 years. Usually the Oscars are very long, drawn out, and boring, but this year they went very quickly. It was a very neat, clean show. There were no loose ends. Everything was quite entertaining, especially the costume category when they paraded the costumes out on stage. The way they did that was very well done, and the elephant on stage bringing the envelope was a very unusual and different approach to the envelope, please. I thought it was a very good Academy Awards. I thought Amadeus deserved every award it won, especially the costumes and Best Picture. It was an outstanding film, and I got a chance to see it a couple nights ago, and I was very happy that I did, and was very happy that it won after I saw it. I wasn't too sure when I, before I saw it, but now that I've seen it, it is very deserving of the Academy Award, and very fine film. Very good Academy Awards this year. Basically, that's all I have to say, except congratulations to Paul on your Arty Awards. congratulations to Mac Jackson on his, too. So, anyway, this has been
thank
the
you.
Keith Powell.
As it.
Everyone have a great life.
Thank you
thank
very
you.
Much.
And take care.
You
bye.
Too.
Right. Anyway, Mick. Mickey's <Yeah. is> what?
Get out of there.
I wasn't in there to begin with. I want to point something out.
Oh, my God.
There's
look at that.
There's a plane flying over this. Other than that, shit, there we go again. There was a flaw with the 57th Annual Academy Awards.
The elephant?
At the opening, no.
Oh, the opening. Oh, yes, the opening.
Yes, and I wonder if you, the caller, can find this flaw. Listen closely.
Shh, listen.
Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in Los Angeles, California, the 56th Annual Academy Awards. From the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in Los Angeles, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences presents the 57th Annual Academy Awards.
Jim, can you figure it out?
It sounds like a Mac-ism to me.
There was an obvious problem with the 57th Annual Academy Awards,
what,
but we're not going to tell
you. What are you doing in the control room?
Just to hope that you were listening to my tape and not asleep,
uh-huh.
The first person that calls in Movie Line Input 761-0333 and lets me know what the mistake was, we're going to give you a Casio credit card calculator. That's right. So we'll
wow,
notify
prize...
you on next week's tape. All right. And now, here they are, the last two nominated people. Prince. The winners, actually. Prince for Best Original Song Score and Best Picture, Amadeus, right here.
Thank you very much. This is Lisa.
Prince?
And this is Wendy. Can I hold it? This is very unbelievable. I could have never imagined this in my wildest dreams, and I would like to thank the Academy, Mr. Albert Magnoli, my manager Stephen, Bob, Joe, Bobby, Mark, and Matt, who couldn't be with us today, and most of all, God. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. 9 years ago, Audrey Hepburn gave us Oscars for Cuckoo's Nest, and tonight, Sir Laurence Olivier for Amadeus. What a wonderful and rewarding profession for a movie fan. Gregory Peck and Larry Gelbart asked me to speak for 55 minutes to make it a four-hour show, but I only have 32 minutes prepared. There are five pictures nominated this year, all had a curious relationship in the fact that the filmmakers who made them had to fight and overcame many obstacles to make their films and to film their visions. One has to be proud to be a peer of the people who made Killing Fields, Passage to India, Soldier Story, and Places in the Heart. Our thanks to Orion Pictures and distributors and theater owners throughout the world who recognized Amadeus before it was released. And thanks must be given to others, because regardless of what you might have heard or what you might think, I really didn't do it all myself. To Neville Mariner, Twyla Tharp, and Joseph Swoboda, whose creative contributions to Amadeus do not fit into any Academy category. To a marvelous group of actors whose talents no longer remain unsung. And to a Mike Hausman-led crew composed of Americans, Englishmen, Frenchmen, Italians, Czechs, and 9 translators. And my love to my children, John, Athena, Josh, Dorian, to the boys from Myrtle and Monroe, and to the gang up in Berkeley who were behind the picture all the way. Thank you very much.
Well, it's about going to do it, Jimmy.
That's right.
That's going to do it for the 57th Annual Academy Award Oscar Recap on the Movie Line.
And now, the original song, I Just Called to Say I Love You, from The Woman in Red. Here is Stevie Wonder.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate covered candy hearts to give away. No first of spring. No song to sing. In fact, here's just another ordinary day.
No man never misses his mark, let me tell you.
Expect me to believe this?
Jim?
All right.
What do you say we come back and do this next year, huh?
Okay, but I want
wasn't
to
it a blast?
How's that?
What are you doing? Anyway, that's it for the 57th Annual Academy Awards Oscar Recap. You heard speeches from Best Motion Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, and Best Prince. Jim, why don't you give him some of the other winners from this year's Academy Awards?
Most Won Award? No, no.
Here we
original
go.
Original screenplay went to Places in the Heart. Screenplay adaptation went to Amadeus. Cinematography went to The Killing Fields. A Passage to India picked up original score. The original song that you're listening to right now came from The Woman in Red. Costume design went to Amadeus. The Killing Fields was for film editing. Listening, Paul? Costume design went to Amadeus. Sound, also Amadeus. Sound effects editing went to The River. Visual effects went to Indiana Jones and the Temple of Dune. Makeup went to Amadeus. And the honorary award went to Jimmy Stewart.
Well, Jimmy. Stewart? Jimmy.
Clothesline.
Oh, Jim Clothesline. Speaking of clothesline, put in a plug for that sucker.
714-898-4851.
My favorite clothesline in the 818 area. The 714. I always hang things on Jim's line.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, let's get out of here and give him a break with some more Stevie Wonder so that we can take a break ourselves. Thanks for listening. This tape repeats. Remember the special contest we had in the middle of this tape. If you haven't heard it yet, stay tuned. We're going to announce it. Thanks for calling, gang. Say goodbye, Jim.
See you, bye.
I just called to say I love you.
I know you have been wanting to receive an Oscar. Finally, the Board of Governors decided that you should have an Oscar. May I present you with the Oscar?
This is an Oscar?
It is an Oscar.
I knew that Look gave an award, but this is the first time I ever knew that Reader's Digest was in this racket.
Well, look, your name is in.
I'll run down to the gas station and have it pumped up. Thank you, Mr. Herschel. Thank you.
Is anyone really listening?